With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. North American bird populations have fallen 30% over the past 50 years, and one in five Wisconsin birds is at risk of extinction. With that as a backdrop, a state bird conservation coalition is rebooting to stem declines and enhance critical habitat statewide for birds. Ken Krall reports.
The new name is the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Partnership, formerly the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Initiative, with several different partners. Karen Etter-Hale is chair of the partnership. She says birding enthusiasts have been working for the past 20 years, but a recent study by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology shows there's nearly 3 billion fewer birds than in 1970 across North America.
We've lost almost 3 billion birds. It's just so discouraging that we decided we needed to ramp up our efforts and really work on this, and everybody can help out.
She says many common birds like robins or any species in your yard have fewer numbers than 50 years ago. She says there's been a success, including bald eagles, ospreys, and geese. She says there are more than 100 Wisconsin bird cities, including Three Lakes, that make it a policy to improve bird habitat. Karen Etter-Hale says the Cornell Lab put out the pamphlet, noting things anyone can do to help birds.
Stop using pesticides. Plant native species that will provide food for the birds. Drink shade-grown coffee. Protect your windows from birds crashing into them. There's a lot of things you can do to your windows. That's a big concern. And keep your cats indoors. Better for the cats, better for the birds.
We have links to the study and more information at WXPR.org. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
A tragedy helped show how much support an animal rehabilitation center north of Rhinelander has in the area. In a Facebook update, Wild Instinct says they now have a new intensive care unit to help care for their animal patients, thanks to donations from people touched by the loss of two young bear cubs. The cubs were just days old when they were brought to Wild Instinct in January. They died about 3 weeks ago when a heating element in their intensive care unit failed. Some of the unit's housing melted, creating fumes that killed the young cubs. It was one of several intensive care units used at the center. Donations covered the $4,500 cost of the new unit, which arrived on Thursday. Wild Instinct says they hope to add another ICU due to increasing growth they are seeing, hopefully in the next year or two. The Lakeland Union High School's resource officer has collected donations and assembled 75 emergency response trauma kits in the event an intruder gains entry with a gun and shoots someone. Minocqua Police Officer Bill Trojan explains the trauma kits can be used for a victim severely injured by a shooting or in a shop accident.
The trauma kits are mainly going to be used for an active intruder, active shooter situation. We hope it never happens. But they'll also be able to use them for major injuries if they occur in a classroom. Say Woods Lab has an injury where somebody hurts themselves on a saw or something along that order. The teachers can use them as well to render aid to the students.
Severely wounded victims can die before help arrives because police have to secure buildings before paramedics can enter. Left untreated, a person can bleed to death in minutes from a gunshot wound or injury to a femoral artery. But the injured stand a better chance of survival if treated quickly by a trained citizen with access to a trauma kit. There's a longer story on the kits at WXPR.org. The YMCA of the Northwoods is hosting a one-day event Tuesday designed to keep its services coming to the area. CEO Ryan Zietlow outlines the Day of Giving.
It's an opportunity for the Y really to begin to educate and ensure that our community understands that the Y is a nonprofit organization that's really here to serve the greatest needs that we have. So it gives us a day to highlight what's going on and gear towards the opportunity to share with those here how important the support of our community is for your YMCA.
Zietlow says last year the YMCA was able to provide assistance of over $130,000 to those in need. He says Tuesday they will have a number of activities geared toward providing education to the public about what the Y does and how donations can help impact the Northwoods. Zietlow says you can get more information at ymcaofthenorthwoods.org or call him at the YMCA. The Medical College of Wisconsin Central Wisconsin campus has expanded into a bigger space. WAOW Television reports the school moved across the street from its old space in the Spirus-Wausau Hospital to a space that's 25,000 square feet. The new space is home to 7 classrooms, a student study lounge, a workout space, and 2 study rooms and offices. An anatomy lab will also open this spring. Dr. John Raymond is the president and CEO of the Medical College of Wisconsin.
Our vision was to bring Central Wisconsin students to medical school right here in Central Wisconsin, and that vision has become a reality now, and we're thriving, and a lot of our students, we hope, will end up practicing here.
The new space is already being used by students this semester. A ribbon cutting for the new space took place Friday afternoon. Our forecast today, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 33. For tonight, increasing clouds, a low around 22. Tomorrow, a chance of snow before noon, then a chance of rain and snow, cloudy with a high near 37. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.